Cummins Jewelers.
Craig, what's going on? It's Emmer from RDI.
Oh, not too much at the moment. Just doing some work.
Just doing some work. Cheers to that. How do we do with the 4-carat radiant?
She came in and took a look at it, and she's supposed to be letting me know whether or not she likes that, or she saw a cushion. She might decide she might want to go with a cushion. So
okay.
I'm waiting to hear back from her. She's
okay.
Supposed to let me know this week. So as soon as I hear something, I'll let you know if she's changing cuts or whatever. She had pictures of her on her phone, of course.
Yeah.
Cushion cuts, and I'm like, well, that's not what you told me yet.
If she wants to scratch the radiant, I can get a 4-carat cushion over.
Yeah, so you know, I'll wait and see. I'm waiting to hear from her, because she told him she's gonna talk to the boyfriend and see what he wants. You know, they'll swap up and get a cushion instead, and what size. She may want to go bigger.
Bigger than 4-carat?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She might want to go with a 5 or 6. So.
Ah, Jesus. She knows it's lab, and it's going to look a little ridiculous, yeah?
Well, that's what I try to tell these people. I'm like, you know, it's going to look ridiculous on your little bitty hand, number one.
I know.
I'm like, first, that's number one. And number two, everybody in the world is going to notice it's a lab stone.
Yeah, I know.
As it is, everybody who's buying these 3 and 4 carats, I'm like, you know, everybody that knows you is going to notice it. Is a lab created stone.
Yeah.
You know, isn't one of them that's even going to imagine that this is real.
I know. Imagine that.
They know you don't have the money to buy this, so. You know, I'm like, you know, you're not kidding anybody, you know, with walking around with a 5-carat diamond on your hand.
Yeah.
You know, it looks nice, you know, but to me, honestly, after they get past 3 carats, I find they start to look fake.
Yeah.
You know, to me personally.
Yeah.
You know, when I see them and when I fend to them in rings, I look at them and I'm like, to me, it starts to look fake. It just looks too big.
Yeah.
You know, it looks too big. You know, honestly, when I do a really pretty 2-carat or a carat and a half, you know, and do a really pretty, I just finished one for a guy. I had some earrings. I had bought some lab earrings like a year or so ago, and they'd been sitting in the case, you know,
uh-huh.
A carat and a half each. And I broke them up and put them in the rings, and I sold one to him, and I remade a ring for him. And to me, the ring came out beautiful. You know, it had some little emerald cuts on the side, and it was a beautiful carat and 50 stone. And to me, it looked gorgeous, and it looked like a ring that would be affordable, you know, and natural. It could be real, and natural. But you know, these people are buying, you know. 3, 3.5, 4, 4.5, 5. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, there's nobody on this earth that's gonna. It's gonna. If anybody shopping for a dime is gonna know that's lab.
Yeah, I know. Especially
they
as
know
that.
You, they know you. They know you. They know your boyfriend. They know you can't afford a 5-carat dime, and if the thing would be $65,000 or more, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, they know you can't afford that, so you know, it's really not. It's kind of a joke, you know.
I know.
So like I said, me personally. 3 and under, I you know, I think look nice, but to me, when they start to get big like that, personally, it's not my taste, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm like you, to me, they start to look fake, you know. I'm like, it's just too big, you know. I'm like, and they leave these girls a little bitty, you know what I mean? 5'3", you know, 120 pounds soaking wet, if that. And I'm like, and you're walking around with a 6-carat diamond, like, you know. It's going to weigh so much, it's always going to flop to the side. Side, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and you try to tell them, and it's just, you know.
In one ear, out the other.
In one ear and out the other, babe. They could afford to buy one in a lab, so it goes right over their head. I'm like, all right, well, you know.
It is what it is. Well, if that's what they want,
what
then.
That's what you want. That's what I'll get. So as soon as I hear something back from them, I'll give you a buzz.
All right, my friend. I'll be there. Thank you so much.
Right,
have a good rest of your day, okay?
Too. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thanks, Greg.